Do you feel
Yes.
that practicing Islam as a woman is different? Does it limit you? And how have you overcome those limitations?
Yes, it's, I can say the answer is yes and no. So definitely women and men are different in Islam, and I'm pretty sure they are also in other Abrahamic religions, but in the same time, the way God applied the rules are totally fair and equal. I'll give you examples so I can explain my point. For example, the way we dress, because this is the most thing that people speak about. Women do have to cover. They need to be modest, and modesty doesn't come only in the way you dress. Modesty have to be in the way you act, in your actions, in your the way you behave with people, and all of that. But at the same time, Islam implies the same thing on men. Like men in Islam are not supposed to walk around shirtless, showing off their muscles, or wearing shorts above the knees. They need to be modest as well. They need to be modest with their actions as well. They need to behave well. But the world, when they look at us, oh, women are covering their head, men are not covering their head. It's not fair. World is collapsing. But in fact, like it really, it does not bother me that much to be covered. Specifically, when I lived in Saudi Arabia, my life was so wonderful that I never felt I was so different, because we had everything available for women. We had private gym for women, we had private beaches for women, private parks for women, private malls for women. I would go in, yes, and I would go in and take off my hijab and be dressed just like American girls dress here on the streets.
Oh, because like it technically within like women it
Yes.
is modest.
I would, I mean, for women in Islam, when they're in front of each other, they can wear whatever they want to wear, unless it's something showing too much, you know what I'm saying? But really, I can wear anything. Even if I wear a short dress, it's fine. So I had that freedom. I had freedom to go wear my swimming suit at the beach and swim, just like any other women do. I had all these chances. When I came to America, it was hard. I had to be covered all the time because there was nothing for women only. Yes.
There's no separation. That's
Crazy.
like even the idea of that is something unbelievable.
Exactly. Even my hair was shocked, man. My hair
I
was like, where's the air? Where's the sun?
know. Yeah, but that must be good for like retaining moisture.
Yes, it is actually. because I was able to go to parks in Saudi Arabia and to school even. School was all women's school with high walls around it. So we would like I would not have to wear it all day long. So it was hard for me to adjust from this to that, where I have to be covered all the time. And Arkansas weather is pretty humid and hot in the summer. So that was an adjustment for me for sure. Yeah. So that's one example. Another example beside the dress is financially. Financially is a very good advantage for Muslim women. So Muslim women are allowed to work, allowed to own a business. We are encouraged to actually seek education. Actually, the first verse in the Quran was read, which is seek education. So you would be surprised if you go to the Middle East. Most girls have master's degrees and above. And you rarely see women that did not seek education in college. Rare, very rare. And most women nowadays, specifically, they get married after college education. And it's completely the opposite of what the media is showing. The thing is, also, we do work, both men and women. But in Islam, when a woman works, she's not supposed to spend a dime of her money in her household. She's supposed to keep all that money for herself. And that's the man's job. To spend the money on the household, even on her. And, because Islam believes that anything could happen with a woman, either the husband could die or she could get divorced. That way she will have a backup. Yes.
So like making her dependent on anything. Is education not as emphasized for men?
It is emphasized for men. But I think it's equal. Education in Islam for men and women both is completely equal. There's no nobody's better than anybody in that field. Also, another aspect is, and this will be maybe the last one because I don't want to like mention too many examples and take a
No,
lot of
it's okay.
time. Worshipping. Worshipping is a little bit different for women than men. Now we pray the same, we fast the same, we do Hajj and Umrah the same, all the other, you know, charity the same, all of that. The only thing is, as you know, women get periods every month. So when we have our periods, we're not supposed to fast or pray. And that's not because women are, because some people say, oh, they think women are dirty at that time. No, it's not because of that. It's because our bodies are going through very hard time through periods. The bleeding and the exhaustion and the cramps and the mood swings. So God is giving us a break to rest during that time. From
so fasting, when you like return to that, you can like do it with full focus.
Yeah. Exactly. You get that break and that relaxing time. Same when we give birth and when we are pregnant. When we're pregnant, we're not supposed to fast. Unless we can. When we're nursing, it's the same way. And also after having a childbirth, you have a break from fasting and praying for 40 days. And that's to focus on recovering from birth and, you know, connecting with the baby and all of these things. So I wish people would just step away and reflect on these things and look at it from different corner. It is actually a blessing that worshiping could be different for women in that aspect, you know?
Right, yeah.
It's very similar to Judaism. They have very similar things where you have to, if you're praying and you're not at full focus, whether it's through sickness or you're extremely tired, you're able to move that to another time and pray once you have that full focus and state of mind.
Mm-hmm. And something that's like unique about what you said is like, from like an external viewpoint, like I feel like I'm perfect, like perspective of what the media sees, because that is what I tend to see. Like I feel like my intention of asking that question is more because I feel like you do think that Islamic women are undervalued or have like limitations. I mean, you hear about like the driving in Saudi Arabia or like what you see, like the hijabs, and I guess you don't see that like with guys, and that's what you can assume. But there's so much under that, and so much like. Everything, your whole explanation is just perfect as to why that's entirely not true.
I'm glad, especially the driving thing. I'm glad you mentioned it. Oh my goodness, I got so many comments about that. It was crazy. I never felt that because we don't drive, that it's, oh my goodness, my world is done. I don't want to live here anymore. I never felt that way. Because most Saudi women have private drivers. They hire them. And they live in like a guest house beside the house to drive them everywhere. I mean, how luxurious their life is.
Yeah, they live in the same I wouldn't drive either.
Right, exactly. And I mean, there was taxis everywhere. You can find a taxi anywhere. And there's Uber and all of these companies that really it's not that big of a deal. Life there is not like America where you have to have your own car to go somewhere. I know New York is different than here, but Arkansas, everything's far away. You have to have a car. When I lived in China, I was able to get my own personal driver. And I was like, yes, finally. He was carrying my heavy, you know, grocery. Yeah. He was driving me everywhere. I would take naps while he's driving. I mean, come on, who doesn't want that?
So did you have to learn how to drive when you came to Arkansas?
When I moved to Jordan, I started taking lessons there, and driving in Jordan is intense. It's similar to New York. But when you come to Arkansas, you can sleep while your eyes are closed. It's so easy.
It's possible too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.